I still remember the incident last quarter when our AKS cluster was compromised due to a misconfigured Azure AD workload identity. It was a tough lesson to learn, but it highlighted the importance of securing our Kubernetes deployments. We were using Azure policy for Kubernetes with OPA Gatekeeper to enforce compliance, but we had overlooked a critical config key that allowed unauthorized access. We had to quickly patch the vulnerability and rotate the credentials. It was a long night, but we managed to contain the damage. What makes that even harder? When you're dealing with private clusters and egress lockdown patterns, you have to carefully manage the network policies and ensure that your workloads are properly isolated.
We actually ran into a similar issue when we were deploying Defender for containers to enable runtime security for our AKS workloads. The challenge was integrating it with our existing Azure CNI. Overlay and Cilium setup. We had to carefully configure the network policies to ensure that the Defender agent could communicate with the Azure Security Center. It was a complex setup, but it paid off in the end. We were able to detect and respond to a potential security threat in real time. I'd push back on the idea that AKS is inherently insecure, though. With the right configuration and tooling, it can be a highly secure platform. We're using the Key Vault Secret Store CSI driver to manage our sensitive data, and it's been a game changer.
I'd agree with that. AKS has come a long way in terms of security features. But what about multi-cluster management? We're using AKS Fleet Manager to manage our fleets of clusters. It's been a challenge to ensure consistent configuration and security across all of them. We're using GitOps with Flux extension to automate our deployments and ensure that our clusters are always up to date. But it's not without its challenges. We've had to customize the Flux config to fit our specific use case. We're using the Git branch flag to specify the branch that we want to track and the Git path flag to specify the path to the Git repository.
We're also using AKS Fleet Manager to manage our multi-cluster environments, but we're taking a slightly different approach. We're using the Azure policy to enforce compliance across all of our clusters. We're defining our policies in a central location and then applying them to each cluster. It's been a big win for us. We're able to ensure that all of our clusters are compliant with our organizational policies. We're also using the Azure CNI overlay to provide a consistent network configuration across all of our clusters. It's been a challenge to get it working with our existing network setup, but it's paid off in the end. We're able to manage our network configuration in a centralized way.
What makes that even harder is when you're dealing with complex network topologies. We're using Cilium to provide network policies for our workloads. It's been a challenge to get it working with our existing network setup, but it's paid off in the end. We're able to provide fine-grained network controls for our workloads. We're using the Cilium config flag to specify the Cilium configuration and the Cilium policy flag to specify the network policy. We're also using the Azure load balancer to provide external access to our workloads. It's been a challenge to get it working with our existing network setup, but it's paid off in the end.
I'd push back on the idea that Cilium is the only solution for network policies. We're also exploring the use of Calico to provide network policies for our workloads. It's been a challenge to get it working with our existing network setup, but it's paid off in the end. We're able to provide fine-grained network controls for our workloads. We're using the Calico config flag to specify the Calico configuration and the Calico policy flag to specify the network policy. We're also using the Azure firewall to provide external access to our workloads. It's been a challenge to get it working with our existing network setup, but it's paid off in the end. What about the use of Azure Monitor for monitoring and logging? We're using it to provide real-time monitoring and logging for our workloads.
We're also using Azure Monitor to provide real-time monitoring and logging for our workloads. It's been a challenge to get it working with our existing monitoring setup, but it's paid off in the end. We're able to provide real-time monitoring and logging for our workloads. We're using the monitor config flag to specify the Azure monitor configuration and the monitor policy flag to specify the monitoring policy. We're also using the Azure log analytics to provide log analysis for our workloads. It's been a challenge to get it working with our existing log analysis setup, but it's paid off in the end. What about the use of Azure Security Center to provide threat protection for our workloads? We're using it to provide real-time threat protection for our workloads.
We are also using Azure Security Center to provide threat protection for our workloads. It's been a challenge to get it working with our existing security setup, but it's paid off in the end. We're able to provide real-time threat protection for our workloads. We're using Security Config Flag to specify the Azure Security Center configuration and the Security Policy Flag to specify the security policy. We're also using the Azure Defender to provide threat protection for our workloads. It's been a challenge to get it working with our existing security setup, but it's paid off in the end. What about the use of Azure Policy to provide compliance for our workloads? We're using it to provide compliance for our workloads. It's been a challenge to get it working with our existing compliance setup, but it's paid off in the...
We've also been exploring the use of Azure Policy to enforce compliance for our AKS clusters. And one of the benefits is the ability to define custom policies that can be applied to our workloads. For example, we've created a policy to ensure that all our pods are running with the latest security patches, and we're using the Azure Policy SDK to integrate it with our existing CI/CD pipeline. This way, we can automatically apply the policy during the deployment process and ensure compliance from the start.
That's interesting. In our experience, we found that using Azure Policy to enforce compliance has helped us to reduce the risk of non-compliance and also reduce the administrative burden of managing compliance. We're using the Azure Policy Initiative to define a set of policies that can be applied to our AKS clusters. And we're also using the Azure Policy Assignment to apply the policies to our resources. For example, we've assigned a policy to ensure that all our AKS clusters have the latest security updates installed. And we're using the Azure Monitor to monitor the compliance status of our resources.
Another area we've been focusing on is the use of GitOps to manage our AKS clusters. We're using Flux to manage the deployment of our applications, and we're using the Flux GitOps toolkit to automate the deployment process. This way, we can ensure that our applications are deployed consistently and reliably, and we're also using the GitOps approach to manage the configuration of our AKS clusters, for example. We're using Git to store the configuration of our clusters, and we're using the Flux toolkit to automate the deployment of the configuration.
We've also been exploring the use of workload identity to provide secure access to our AKS clusters. And one of the benefits is the ability to use Azure Active Directory to manage access to our clusters, for example. We're using the Azure AD workload identity to authenticate our pods, and we're using the Azure RBAC to authorize access to our resources. This way, we can ensure that only authorized pods can access our resources. And we're also using the Azure AD workload identity to manage the identity of our pods, for example. We're using the Azure AD service principal to manage the identity of our pods.
In terms of real-world examples, we've been working with a large enterprise customer who has a complex AKS deployment with multiple clusters and thousands of nodes, and they're using Azure Policy to enforce compliance across their entire deployment. They're also using GitOps to manage the configuration of their clusters, and they're using workload identity to provide secure access to their clusters. It's been a challenging project, but it's paid off in the end. They're now able to manage their AKS deployment in a consistent and reliable way, and they're also able to ensure compliance and security across their entire deployment.
We've also been working with a customer who has a large-scale e-commerce application running on AKS, and they're using Azure Monitor to monitor the performance of their application, and they're using the Azure Monitor logs to troubleshoot issues. They're also using the Azure Monitor metrics to optimize the performance of their application, and they're using the Azure Dashboard to visualize the performance of their application. It's been a successful project. They're now able to monitor and troubleshoot their application in real time, and they're also able to optimize the performance of their application.
Another example is a customer who has a complex microservices architecture running on AKS, and they're using the Azure API Management to manage the APIs of their microservices, and they're using the Azure Service Mesh to manage the communication between their microservices. They're also using the Azure Monitor to monitor the performance of their microservices, and they're using the Azure Logs to troubleshoot issues. It's been a challenging project, but it's paid off in the end. They're now able to manage their microservices architecture in a consistent and reliable way, and they're also able to ensure security and compliance across their entire deployment.
We've also been exploring the use of Azure Arc to manage our AKS clusters. And one of the benefits is the ability to use Azure Arc to manage our clusters across multiple environments. For example, we're using Azure Arc to manage our clusters in Azure on-premises and in other cloud environments. And we're using the Azure Arc GitOps toolkit to automate the deployment of our applications. This way, we can ensure that our applications are deployed consistently and reliably across all our environments.
In terms of war stories, we've had our fair share of challenges when it comes to deploying and managing AKS clusters. One of the biggest challenges we faced is managing the security of our clusters, and we've had to work closely with our security team to ensure that our clusters are secure and compliant. We've also had to work closely with our development team to ensure that our applications are deployed correctly and are running smoothly. It's been a challenging journey, but it's paid off in the end. We're now able to deploy and manage our AKS clusters in a consistent and reliable way.
We've also had to deal with our fair share of tool config issues. For example, we've had issues with the Azure CLI, and we've had to work closely with the Azure support team to resolve the issues. We've also had issues with the Azure portal, and we've had to work closely with the Azure development team to resolve the issues. It's been a challenging journey, but it's paid off in the end. We're now able to use the Azure tools to deploy and manage our AKS clusters in a consistent and reliable way.
Another area we've been focusing on is the use of enterprise patterns to manage our AKS clusters. And one of the benefits is the ability to use established patterns and practices to deploy and manage our clusters. For example, we're using the Azure Well-Architected Framework to deploy and manage our clusters. And we're using the Azure Cloud Adoption Framework to guide our cloud adoption journey. This way, we can ensure that our clusters are deployed and managed in a consistent and reliable way.
We've also been exploring the use of advanced use cases to manage our AKS clusters. And one of the benefits is the ability to use machine learning and artificial intelligence to manage our clusters. For example, we're using the Azure machine learning to predict and prevent issues in our clusters, and we're using the Azure Cognitive Services to automate the management of our clusters. This way, we can ensure that our clusters are running smoothly and efficiently.
In terms of integration points, we've been working closely with the Azure development team to integrate our AKS clusters with other Azure services. For example, we're using the Azure Storage to store our application data, and we're using the Azure Database to store our application database. We're also using the Azure Networking to manage the networking of our clusters. This way, we can ensure that our clusters are integrated with other Azure services in a consistent and reliable way.
We've also been exploring the use of security considerations to manage our AKS clusters. And one of the benefits is the ability to use Azure Security Center to monitor and protect our clusters. For example, we're using the Azure Security Center to detect and respond to security threats. And we're using the Azure Sentinel to monitor and analyze security logs. This way we can ensure that our clusters are secure and compliant.
Another area we've been focusing on is the use of compliance considerations to manage our AKS clusters. And one of the benefits is the ability to use Azure Policy to enforce compliance across our clusters. For example, we're using the Azure Policy to ensure that our clusters are compliant with regulatory requirements, and we're using the Azure Compliance Manager to monitor and manage compliance across our clusters. This way, we can ensure that our clusters are compliant and secure.
We've also been working with a customer who has a large-scale IoT deployment running on AKS, and they're using the Azure IoT Hub to manage the IoT devices. And they're using the Azure IoT Edge to manage the IoT Edge devices. They're also using the Azure Monitor to monitor the performance of their IoT deployment, and they're using the Azure Logs to troubleshoot issues. It's been a successful project. They're now able to manage their IoT deployment in a consistent and reliable way, and they're also able to ensure security and compliance across their...
In terms of future plans, we're planning to explore the use of Azure AKS to deploy and manage machine learning workloads, and we're planning to use the Azure Machine Learning to train and deploy machine learning models. We're also planning to use the Azure Cognitive Services to automate the management of our machine learning workloads. This way, we can ensure that our machine learning workloads are deployed and managed in a consistent and reliable way.
We're also planning to explore the use of Azure AKS to deploy and manage data analytics workloads. And we're planning to use the Azure Synapse Analytics to analyze and visualize our data. And we're planning to use the Azure Data Factory to manage the data pipeline. This way, we can ensure that our data analytics workloads are deployed and managed in a consistent and reliable way.
Another area we're planning to focus on is the use of Azure AKS to deploy and manage gaming workloads. And we're planning to use the Azure PlayFab to manage the gaming platform. And we're planning to use the Azure Monitor to monitor the performance of our gaming workloads. This way, we can ensure that our gaming workloads are deployed and managed in a consistent and reliable way.
We are also planning to explore the use of Azure AKS to deploy and manage media workloads. And we're planning to use the Azure Media Services to manage the media platform. And we're planning to use the Azure Storage to store our media data. This way, we can ensure that our media workloads are deployed and managed in a consistent and reliable way.
In terms of best practices, we're recommending that customers use Azure Policy to enforce compliance across their AKS clusters. And we're recommending that customers use Azure Security Center to monitor and protect their clusters. We're also recommending that customers use Azure Monitor to monitor the performance of their clusters. And we're recommending that customers use Azure Logs to troubleshoot issues.
We're also recommending that customers use GitOps to manage the configuration of their AKS clusters. And we're recommending that customers use Flux to automate the deployment of their applications. We're also recommending that customers use Azure Arc to manage their AKS clusters across multiple environments. And we're recommending that customers use Azure Well-Architected Framework to deploy and manage their clusters.
Another area we're focusing on is the use of Azure AKS to deploy and manage blockchain workloads. And we're planning to use the Azure Blockchain Service to manage the blockchain platform. And we're planning to use the Azure Monitor to monitor the performance of our blockchain workloads. This way, we can ensure that our blockchain workloads are deployed and managed in a consistent and reliable way.
We're also planning to explore the use of Azure AKS to deploy and manage HPC workloads. And we're planning to use the Azure HPC to manage the HPC platform. And we're planning to use the Azure Storage to store our HPC data. This way, we can ensure that our HPC workloads are deployed and managed in a consistent and reliable way.
In terms of integration with other Azure services, we're planning to integrate our AKS clusters with Azure Functions. And we're planning to use the Azure Functions to automate the management of our clusters, we're also planning to integrate our AKS clusters with Azure Logic Apps, and we're planning to use the Azure Logic Apps to automate the workflow of our clusters.
We're also planning to explore the use of Azure AKS to deploy and manage serverless workloads. And we're planning to use the Azure Functions to manage the serverless platform. And we're planning to use the Azure Monitor to monitor the performance of our serverless workloads. This way we can ensure that our serverless workloads are deployed and managed in a consistent and reliable way.
Another area we're focusing on is the use of Azure AKS to deploy and manage machine learning workloads at the edge. And we're planning to use the Azure IoT Edge to manage the edge devices. And we're planning to use the Azure Machine Learning to train and deploy machine learning models at the edge. This way we can ensure that our machine learning workloads are deployed and managed in a consistent and reliable way.
We're also planning to explore the use of Azure AKS to deploy and manage data analytics workloads at the edge. And we're planning to use the Azure Data Factory to manage the data pipeline at the edge. And we're planning to use the Azure Synapse Analytics to analyze and visualize our data at the edge. This way, we can ensure that our data analytics workloads are deployed and managed in a consistent and reliable way.
In terms of security considerations, we are recommending that customers use Azure Security Center to monitor and protect their AKS clusters, and we're recommending that customers use Azure Sentinel to monitor and analyze security logs. We're also recommending that customers use Azure Compliance Manager to monitor and manage compliance across their clusters.
We're also recommending that customers use Azure Policy to enforce compliance across their AKS clusters. And we're recommending that customers use Azure RBAC to authorize access to their resources. We're also recommending that customers use Azure Active Directory to manage the identity of their pods. And we're recommending that customers use Azure AD Workload Identity to authenticate their pods.
Another area we're focusing on is the use of Azure AKS to deploy and manage workloads in a hybrid environment. And we're planning to use the Azure Arc to manage our AKS clusters across multiple environments. And we're planning to use the Azure GitOps toolkit to automate the deployment of our applications. This way, we can ensure that our workloads are deployed and managed in a consistent and reliable way.
We're also planning to explore the use of Azure AKS to deploy and manage workloads in a multi-cloud environment. And we're planning to use the Azure Cloud Adoption Framework to guide our cloud adoption journey. And we're planning to use the Azure Well-Architected Framework to deploy and manage our workloads. This way, we can ensure that our workloads are deployed and managed in a consistent and reliable way. Really?
In terms of future developments, we're expecting to see more advancements in the area of machine learning and artificial intelligence. And we're expecting to see more integration with other Azure services, such as Azure Functions and Azure Logic Apps. We're also expecting to see more focus on security and compliance, and we're expecting to see more development in the area of edge computing.
We're also expecting to see more adoption of Azure AKS in the enterprise, and we're expecting to see more use cases in the areas of machine learning, data analytics, and IoT. We're also expecting to see more integration with other Azure services, such as Azure Storage and Azure Networking. And we're expecting to see more development in the area of hybrid and multi-cloud environments.
All right, so as we wrap up this episode on Azure AKS, I think there are a few key takeaways that stand out to me. Firstly, the importance of workload identity and how it simplifies security compliance. Secondly, the power of GitOps integration for streamlined deployment and management. And lastly, the potential of Azure AKS in hybrid and multi-cloud environments, which I think is going to be a game changer for enterprises.
I agree with Daniel on those points, but I'd like to add a few of my own. For me, the integration with other Azure services like Azure Storage and Azure Networking is crucial for a seamless experience. I also think the focus on security and compliance is going to be massive, especially with more regulations coming into play. And Lastly, the role of Azure AKS in edge computing and IoT is something we should keep a close eye on.
I see what you're saying, Diana, but I still think the core of Azure AKS strength lies in its ability to handle complex workloads and its compatibility with a wide range of applications. I'm not sure I agree that edge computing and IoT should be our top priority right now.
But that's exactly my point, Daniel. Edge computing and IoT are the future. They're where the innovation is happening, and if Azure AKS can't keep up, it risks being left behind. I think we need to prioritize what's coming next, not just what's working well now.
Well, I think we'll have to agree to disagree on that one. But regardless, it's been a great conversation, and I think our listeners will have a lot to think about when it comes to Azure AKS.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. If you want to learn more about Azure AKS or share your own experiences, please reach out to us on our social media channels or website. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more episodes on the latest in tech and cloud computing.
Until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the cloud.